The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everyone is familiar with the camel. They think of the old world ones with two humps or maybe one hump. But in fact, the family they belong to includes seven distinct species. All of them have long, slender legs and a distinctive gait known as pacing, whereby the front and back legs on the same side move forward together in a rocking motion that gives you a really sort of wish-wash ride. Of the old world camelids, only one species, the Bactrian camel, that comes from the border area between China and Mongolia, now survives in the wild. A camel is able to drink up to one quarter of its weight at a time and can store water for several days. The New World members of this family include the guanaco and the vicuna and are found wild in South America. Their domestic descendants are the llama and the alpaca that have been bred in the Andes since the time of the Inca civilization. All domesticated camelids are vital to human survival. They provide people with hair, milk, transportation, and serve as beasts of burden. And though camels are famous for coming from where it's hot, all of the members of this family have a thick coat that provides insulation against daytime heat and warmth during the cooler nights in the desert.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.